The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome back to the Dan Prof Show. And thinking about our conversation with Daniel McCarthy from the Fund for American Studies and the Fund for American Studies programs that we've been profiling over the last many weeks on this program, all about young people who did well in the K through 12 level, go on to college and have opportunities to intern in D.C. to in a wide array of fields. To take classes at Georgetown University in comparative economic systems and comparative political systems, to pursue a fellowship in journalism, to study overseas. All of these opportunities that are foreclosed if you're not successful at the K through 12 level. So the lack of opportunity at K through 12 breeds lack of opportunity post K through 12, right? And what happens in these big urban school systems that are disproportionately poor and minority in terms of the student population? One of the more disturbing stories you're going to hear comes out of Baltimore and the Fox affiliate reporting in Baltimore, Baltimore City Schools. And as you listen to the story of Tiffany France and her son, who she expected to graduate from high school this June, and now that is not happening, not by a long measure, I want you to think about, you know, who is in charge of K through 12 school systems, who has been in big urban centers like Baltimore, New York, and Chicago and L.A. for 50 to 100 years, and why the promise of Brown v. Board of Education to eliminate separate but equal has not been fulfilled. At whose hands has it gone unfulfilled? The story of Tiffany France and her son, Baltimore City High School.
He's stressed, and I am too. Like, I told him I probably would start crying. Like, my son is, I don't know what to do for him.
This coming June is when Tiffany France thought her son would receive his diploma.
And I'm just trying to fight. He like, Mom, what was all this for? What did I do this for? Like, don't he get a chance? Do he get a chance?
But after 4 years of high school, this mom just learned her 17-year-old has to start over. He's been moved back to ninth grade.
Why would he do 3 more years in school? He didn't fail. The school failed him. The school failed at their job. They failed. They failed. That's the problem here. They failed. They failed. He didn't deserve that.
France's son attends Augusta Fels Savage Institute of Visual Arts in West Baltimore. His transcripts show in 4 years, he has passed just 3 classes, earning 2.5 credits, which places him in ninth grade. But France says she didn't know that until February. She has 3 children and works 3 jobs. She thought her oldest son was doing well because even though he failed most of his classes, he was being promoted. His transcripts show he failed Spanish 1 and Algebra 1, but was promoted to Spanish 2 and Algebra 2. He also failed English 2, but was passed on to English 3.
I'm just assuming that if you are passing, that you have the proper things, you know, to go to the next grade. And, you know, the right grades, you have the right credits.
As we dig deeper into her son's records, we can see in his first 3 years at Augusta Fels, he failed 22 classes and was late or absent 272 times. But in those 3 years, only one teacher requested a parent conference, which France says never happened. No one from the school told this mother her son was failing and not going to class.
Yeah.
France's son, in his 4 years at Augusta Fels, earned a grade point average of 0.13. He only passed 3 classes. But his transcripts show his class rank is 62 out of 120.
There's a lot there. But the bottom line is he failed 22 of 25 classes in 3 years. Nobody at the school did anything. And now his mom, and I'm sorry, she's a single mom and she's juggling three kids and three jobs, but those represent choices that she made as well. And the father, too, wherever the father is, I'm not giving him a pass. The reporter for the Fox affiliate had screenshots of her son's report cards with the Fs and the 0.13 GPA. 0.13. So even paying cursory attention, looking at the report cards that are coming home or asking for report cards, I mean, can't go 3 years without not seeing a report card as a parent. She should have known. So there's no adult in this kid's life that didn't fail him. The statement from the Baltimore City Schools Politburo, because the superintendent wouldn't agree to an interview. Superintendent is black female, just FYI, since the left loves to play identitarian politics. Who's in charge of these school systems? All one ideology and many minorities that are in positions of authority in systems that are majority-minority children. And how are they being served? Here's the highlights from the two-page letter that was sent in lieu of a back-and-forth exchange with the superintendent.
We received this two-page statement, which explains what should happen when a student is chronically absent or failing. The district says students received a letter about their academic status this past summer, and records can be accessed through the campus portal. When a student is absent, an automated call is placed to the number on file. The statement also said the school conducted recent home visits, and the student's parent visited the school. But France says none of that happened. What this statement does not address is why France's son was promoted despite failing classes. It doesn't discuss his class rank or the 58 other students with a GPA of 0.13 or lower.
And that's the other point. This is a system failure. This is not just about that one child. 0.13 and half the class, apparently, has a lower GPA than 0.13, that school should be shut down. And every one of those kids should be scholarshiped out to some place that is interested in educating children. What did they get, the Fox affiliate doing this report? They got one whistleblower from inside the Politburo who had his voice scrambled for fear of reprisal, and he went on to say, you know, what would you tell Mrs. France? I'd apologize. And this is lament of Miss France.
I would apologize profusely.
And he feels embarrassed, like he feels like a failure. And I'm like, you can't feel like that. And you have to be strong. And you gotta keep fighting. You know, life is about fighting. Things happen, but you gotta keep fighting. And he's willing. He's trying. But who would he turn to when the people that's supposed to help him is not? Who do he turn to?
Right. People that are interested in educating children and schools with a track record of demonstrated interest in educating children. And this is why school choice is so important, to end the underwriting of these criminal enterprises masquerading as K-12 school systems. Oh, by the way, Baltimore City Schools, $17,000 a year per pupil, which is more per pupil than most suburban high schools in the country. Certainly, I know that from my home area of Chicagoland. It's more than most. And I'm talking about middle to upper middle income suburbs around Chicagoland spend per pupil. Not a money problem. A system problem. Not a resource problem. A leadership philosophy problem. This is Dan Proft.
Exposing political fakers, fixers, and takers. He's Dan Proft, and this is the Dan Proft Show.